Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little luck, some wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realm. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breaths of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, journeyers and journeyees, light workers, light bearers, spiritual empaths, spiritual intuitives, and that list, it goes on and on and on. And it is as unique and eclectic as are we. As a matter of fact, so many of us feel like we need to have a label in order to be able to identify ourselves or you know, just sort of stand out from the crowd. And the reality is we're all exactly the same. We're all on the same kind of pathway. And I guess, you know, if you had to call yourself anything or we had to call ourselves anything, I guess it would be journeyers, because we are all on that pathway, all on that journey towards the same goal. We're taking different directions and different kinds of paths, but we all will get to probably the same, very, very same place. We all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our own individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb, who is in the chat room and doing the screening tonight, we welcome you in, along with James Luce, and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and so if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up. Deb, as I said, is in the chat room. If you have any questions, ask her. She's the co-host. And if you private me, I won't answer you, because I can't do more than one or two things at a time, and to actually be able to type, talk, and read, just I'm not there yet. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at www.nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about him. I'm at barbaradelong.com. And if you want to find James Luce, he's at james.luce@gmail.com. Before we get involved with our readings tonight, I want to share with you some very special shows that I highly recommend to those seeking spiritual material, insight, surroundings. There are so many shows on Blog Talk Radio. It's impossible to listen to all of them, and I know everyone has limited time. So these are shows I love and I frequent because of the quality of the material, the spiritual energy that they radiate, and the integrity that the hosts have. So that if you don't like the shows, that's fine, and well, you know, go find your own and make your own list. But this is sort of a list that I have that I've been working with. These are the shows that if I'm going to spend time on Blog Talk Radio that I go to because I highly respect the hosts and I'm fascinated by the material that they share. So Spirit of the Radio is a show that is hosted by both Ray Booker and medium Sarah May. They're both British mediums. They've both been guests on the show here. They're on Sundays. You're going to have to check your listings to find where they are. But they're an amazingly wonderful couple of people, and they have great insight. And not only is there humor, but there's wonderful spiritual energy that radiates from them. And then, of course, we have Renee Richards' show. Her show is Psychic Medium Renee Richards. She's on Tuesdays and Fridays. She's on Tuesdays and Fridays. And again, the time for the shows you're going to have to check out yourself. Christina Nelson and Solana are doing a show. It's called Paranormal Psychic Radio. And it's still forming. It's still being created. It's still evolving. But they are both charmingly wonderful people, very sincere and full of talent and skills and insight and healing energies. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful couple of people to go listen to and learn from. Then there's BiteRadioMe, and that's with Robert, and he's on every day, but I'm not sure. He has wonderful people on. They're spiritually oriented and fascinating and fun to listen to, and certainly a joy, an absolute joy to feel the radiation of the energy that comes from that. Then there is, of course, last but not least, Curious Times with Chris. Her show is on every night from 10 to 12 Eastern, and she has an amazing collection of people that are on the show. The chat room is phenomenal. You just can't beat the chat room. It is, it's amazing. She has very talented people. I do a regular Sunday show. Christina Nelson does a regular Monday show. Jen Young, who is also a guest on this show, does every Thursday night. And she has open mic nights. She has all sorts of she provides a plethora of talent and a very unique and varied format so that it's easy to get swept away by her show because it is such a joyful place to be, such a fun place to be. And again, the spiritual energy, you can't beat. It's there, it's absolute, and it's fun. It's an absolutely wonderful, fun place to be. So my guest tonight is James Luce. And I've known James for a number of years. We work some of the same psychic fairs. He has done spirit circles with me, and he is talented and gifted. He is, among other things, an amazing actor, and he does all sorts of acting gigs, I guess you call them. I'm not real sure, but he's constantly doing rehearsals, or he's rehearsing, or he's on call for some place. He's a very, very busy man, but he is also extraordinarily talented, and it's a thrill to have him on, to be able to talk with him and share time with him. He's a gift and a talent and an amazing man. And I am so honored that he, you know, has time to share his time with us. So, James, are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you fine. How are you doing tonight?
Great. I got back from a rehearsal. I asked the guides and angels to help me to get back from rehearsal on time to make this show because you're just sensational, and I wanted to be here on time. And I'm so everything worked out because I kind of visualized it ahead, called in angels and guides to make the train work and move the people out of the way, and I got back here on time thanks to guides and masters. And I'm so excited to be and thankful to be with you.
Well, you know, having you as a guest on the show is always such a treat because you bring such another lovely facet of the spiritual realm to the table with you. I know that you know, you having the acting gives you another kind of presence, another kind of energy that sort of just lights up everywhere you go. And to share, you know, energy with you, and especially when we do spirit circles together, it's a tremendous amount of fun. You are an amazing person to work with and to build energy with, because we do kind of work off each other's energy, which is an amazing gift.
And I really miss doing it with you, Barbara. I miss you so much. And I was so excited to see you last Sunday at the fair. But yes, so that's why this radio show is very sacred to me and precious, because you taught me, I learned to trust vocal vibration and the vibration across the airwaves on the radio, because we are all connected. And this is just a validation and a verification of how we are connected.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's something that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I need to get my reading in person because, you know, they have to see me to be able to read me. And that's just not so. I mean, we tune into the people, and we don't have to have their physical presence or actually even their voice, but the voice does help. But when you're reading someone, you're blending with their energy. Edgar Cayce would just lay down on a couch, and he would say that the person was supposed to be in a certain place for a certain period of time, and that's how he tuned in, and he did his life readings that way. So,
yes, he did. He did. And in Virginia Beach, you can see it where they've got the couches where he lay down and just went off. And part of it was him, but part of what was coming out of him, I think, from reading and listening to his recordings, was really Christ consciousness. I mean, there was some real high white light interplanetary beings talking to him about unconditional love and about what the Earth experience was. But it's true, he would go off into trance, and the person that he was reading, I mean, he could pick up vibrations from thousands of miles away.
Yeah, and I've met a couple of people that had the life readings. I don't know if he called them life readings, but I have met a few people that have had readings from Edgar Cayce, and they were profound. I mean, the medical information he brought through on many levels is still it's amazing, and it's absolute. And you know, a lot of people, I know my mother suffered from psoriasis, and his cure for psoriasis was nothing she was ever going to do, but I understand it actually did work. You can't talk to a 78-year-old woman about having enemas and stuff like that because they're just not going to go there.
And he's actually channeling ancient 5,000-year-old Indian Ayurvedic medicine with the enemas, because that's something from Hindu culture and Vishnu and the cleansing Indian deities of herbs throughout the system of the body, because what enemas really do is save the liver. They save our liver.
Gosh, yeah. And, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, I think so many people today are the element of spirituality is now so accepted all over the place. I think in a lot of cases it has become watered down. And, you know, it's sort of like people talk, they say spiritual, and I don't think they know what they mean when they're speaking, you know, I'm a spiritual person. Well, what does that mean? And you know, you suddenly get a blank look on their faces what do you mean? I'm spiritual. That's what it means. And they can't define exactly what it is that constitutes spirituality, which, you know, has blown me away over the last couple of years. And so I'm putting together, and you're going to be a part of it, a spiritual development circle where we speak.
That's a great idea. When you told me about it, I've seen your postings on Facebook numerously, and then when you told me about it in person, it's a brilliant idea, and it's very much needed.
Well, I think so, too, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, and it's very, very, again, watered down. And, you know, the secret material went out. And that really, I mean, it did tell people, you know, how to utilize some of the formulas for positive thinking and stuff like that. But it didn't go any more deep. It didn't go more deeply into anything. And so, you know what it really feels like to me, James. And you know, this may or may not be true, but it's the philosophy for the day. Way, way, way back, thousands of years back, when, whether they be extraterrestrials or angels or I don't know who, but non-earthly beings came into our reality and the earth plane and taught us, gave us formulas for healing and herbs, for numbers, for astronomy and astrology, for a lot of things. There are a lot of techniques.
For the pyramids, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, the pyramids of Egypt for Egyptian architecture,
mm-hmm.
for Egyptian ritual and worship,
mm-hmm.
and diet. Yes, absolutely.
And so while they were here, those talents and techniques were utilized and understood and applied appropriately. But over time, those entities were no longer in our presence. And so everything became watered down and watered down and watered down and became less and less precise and less intricate. And in my opinion, what's happened is just the aspect of spirituality. If you go back to the 1800s spirituality has been along forever, but in the 1800s there was almost a renaissance of it. I mean, very, very famous people became involved in it. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was involved with it. There were, I mean, just
yes.
heavy.
Yeah.
Madame Blavatsky, the crazy lady.
And William Butler Yeats. William Butler Yeats. Absolutely,
and
yes.
Harry Houdini,
yes.
All these people were very into it, but they weren't into the parlor tricks. They were into the philosophy, into the meaning of the spirit and the purpose of the spirit and the direction of the soul. And you know, they were into the guts of it. And what's happened over time is it's just the parlor tricks that have become what people call spirituality. If one is, everybody's psychic for one thing. Everybody's able to you know, do minor psychic stuff reading handwriting. They can kind of do a little bit of telepathy. They can do psychometry. Everyone can do that, but they don't understand why. And the reality is, if you study the spirituality, if you study the purpose of the spirit, the direction of the soul, the reason that we reincarnate, the different levels of consciousness that we can utilize in all of this stuff, if they understand the purpose of all of this and they get a greater richness in their background, then the side effect of it is deep spirituality and the ability to give more deeply of the psychic readings and the past life information and all of that. It gives a greater richness to it. And I don't think people understand that they need to have the foundation. If they work on the spirituality, the other stuff comes automatically. But if you work on
absolutely.
Just the other stuff.
And it is, it plays into the differences between knowledge or intelligence versus wisdom, which is, has to do with channeling and metaphysics and interplanetary thought and energy. I mean, wisdom is the highest form one of the highest forms of vibration we can have, and so much of on earth is about intelligence and knowledge without the wisdom.
And so that's why I'm going to do the spiritual development circle, because it'll give people the opportunity to kind of, everybody has all this stuff inside of them. It'll give people the opportunity to talk about it, debate it, awaken to the greater depths that they have inside of themselves, and then take whatever gifts they have and make them better so that they can share better. And, you know, it's when I sent out the thing on it, I said, this is not a psychic development group. This is not a mediumship group. If you have guardian angels, if you have people that you channel, leave them at the door. They can't come in. This is for your mind. Open your mind and let your mind give you the understanding so that you have a foundation to more with greater sensitivity, compassion, and empathy work with other people. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely.
You know? There will be no readings, no channelings. Nobody can say, I'm intuitively, you know, guided to, I will stop them in a heartbeat, because they have to be fully present. And so it's I think it, for some of us it's going to be a relearning of how we phrase what we say. And you know, saying I think is very appropriate as to I feel. So, you know, the brain has to be working. The brain has to be functional. The brain has to be a tool for the spirit to use. And it isn't that you turn off your intellect. It's that you use it in a wiser, different way. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking very much forward to it. And you know, we have some new people here tonight that you haven't had a chance to there are some people in the queue, and you know, it takes a while for the queue to build. It finally gets going just as we're going off the air.
The way it is on Earth, isn't it? It's you wait and you announce something and then you prepare, and just when it's over or it's done, then all of a sudden everyone wants it. Or if you can't have it on Earth, people want it.
Absolutely.
It's the way Earth energy works.
Well, and I think what, you know, it's sort of people sit around and say, well, I'm going to see what he sounds like, and then maybe I'll call in for a reading. And, of course, they are not getting the full impact of your persona, because when James works at the fairs, he actually wears a blindfold so that he isn't picking up on you know, external trivia and stuff like that. And you know, when he's not actually reading, he just shoves it up. He looks like a ninja.
Is that what I look like? I always wonder, because it's like and the main thing is, it is like all of my teachers and all the masters say, are you going to tell people what they want to hear, or are you going to tell them what the high get yourself out of the way, and are you going to try to give them the gifts of spirit and angels and high guides and astrology and masters? And many of my teachers close their eyes a lot, but I found it's much easier when you have the pressure. I've taken many classes with the blindfold and what it really does, because I'm not all the time a clairaudient. I've always been a clairvoyant, which means seeing it out of your third eye, seeing the guide, seeing the situation, seeing the energy on Earth to help someone, to give someone a gift, so that you have a blindfold over your eyes, which truly makes the third eye be open. It forces that third eye. It helps me to, like, it's like, okay, I'm just doing this when I read. I do it through psychometry, which is holding an object, and lots of prayers, and I open the third eye, because I know I am clairvoyant. Now, it took me 12 million years to learn how to interpret all the films I was seeing from guides and masters, but the blindfold really opens the third eye, I find.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I find probably, I mean, I don't think I'd want a blindfold. I'd want one of those satin sleep masks. But I find that I prefer telephone reading to in-person reading because when you have a person sitting in front of you, readers are, for the most part, the most perceptive people on the planet. And we will catch a subtlety that you won't even think you're giving us. We read body language. We read, you know, a quickening of the pulse. We read, we are phenomenal at taking those cues that you're trying not to give us and running with them. So I prefer the telephone because I'm not going to get those.
I agree. It really is about the levels of ether. It's about angels, guides, and masters. And it's very pure. It's very pure information. I have to work to get it now and then more specific. But you're right, on the phone or at a distance, you're not near. Because so much, it's just very much like Rudolf Steiner, who was a great medium and founded Anthroposophy, says, and Jung says, who was a medium when he was young, that there's so much intellectual thinking and judgment going on in the body language and in the tension of the muscles. And what guides and angels really want to do is give you help with your soul, your feelings, your spirit, your inner energy. Go mm-hmm. beyond the muscles, go beyond the tension, go beyond the body language.
Yeah, and it's a phenomenal experience to especially with mediumship over the phone, because you're not getting, you know, their recognition, and you're not getting their, you're not getting, I mean, it's not that you can't do it, it's just that if you don't have that bombarding you, you're giving a greater purity of what you're getting.
Yes.
So I still do it. I try to always be looking at the cards and not the person to avoid picking up on something and running with it where I shouldn't. You know, it's sort of like if spirit wants it to go that direction, then the information is going to happen. It's going to come out of my mouth. Normally, my co-host, if she hasn't had a reading from the guest, gets the first reading. And Deb is here tonight, and Deb has not had a mediumship reading from you. So I think we're going to start with Deb. Hopefully she's at the computer still. Are you still there, Deb?
I'm still here.
Okay. James, I'm going to turn you loose on Deb first before we get to the other people in line.
Okay. All right. Deb, can I hear your voice and just say your whole name, please, for me, please?
My whole name, okay. Deborah Lee Margaret Schiller.
You have an amazing imagination, and around your third eye and your crown chakra, your mind is incredibly open to this imagination and to this perception and this creativity. And around your third eye and your crown chakra, there are a lot of spirit helpers that are very lighthearted, very gay, very sweet, very funny. I mean, angelic, but they're also fairy-like. And you have a great sense in thought, in intellect, in expression of when you are in the energy of being happy, being funny, being eccentric, and appreciating beauty. It's your strongest. I mean, it is your weapon. And it will protect you, and it will save you. You're also good you don't realize this enough, in business or just in property and in earthly survival about digging your heels in. You're good at doing that. But I'm getting, in terms of self-image and confidence and belief that in past lives, in this life, you've gone through some very tough times. And there have been a lot of experiences of being blindsided, of being pushed back, of being forbidden. And your great intuitive emotional storehouse is sometimes pushed against the wall. And what the guides and angels really want you to do is breathe that out and peel that away and call on Archangel Michael, just carve that out of yourself, because that's not you. You know, you are this very delicate, eccentric, funny, brilliant, witty, creative being. And you, as everyone in their own unique way, you've gone through some very tough times. But it's more about getting that energy out of you, because I do have to say that you're going to have a really great next 6 months. You keep communicating, you keep inventing, you keep reading, you keep writing, you keep speaking. Some really unusual, creative blessings of circumstances are going to happen to you.
Wonderful.
That's what I get so far.
Cool. Wonderful. Thank you.
And God bless you. I mean, you're very precious being. And, you know, you've got a woman in spirit with you. She's very solid, very loving. She could be an unearthed this woman. I don't know if this is a mother vibration, a grandmother vibration, an aunt vibration, but when she was on Earth, she had a lot of emotional power, and she held it in. She was not allowed to express it. And she does come back to you to be your protector, to be your healer. I don't know who this is. Being a past life reader, I don't get names, because one soul in many incarnations has many names, but you do have a woman. I feel you knew her in this life. And she was pretty emotionally contained but powerful before she passed over. And when she passed over, it was difficult for her because her whole body shut down. But she's with you, and she's definitely a protector.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to throw something in here, too, because I keep, and James, you said past life, and that just absolutely, you know, I kept hearing footsteps down a long corridor echoing, and it felt as though it was Deb sort of searching for past lives and searching for aspects of those past lives that would aid her spiritually this lifetime, because I feel that there is a more spiritual aspect to her life this lifetime than there have been in past lifetimes. It's almost as though she's been put through the ringer. I feel that it's, you know, initiation through fire. But what I'm getting is... What I'm really getting is that you have paid your dues, that you have access now to information, insight, and wisdom that you've earned the right by rites of passage. And so so it's a matter of not listening to other people as much as trusting yourself and trusting your own discernment, because discernment is really important here. And it feels as though you're going to be drawn in some new directions. And if, as you are drawn in those directions, you get a feeling that you know, if you start going a direction and feel this isn't right, pay attention, because your intuition is really solid these days. Don't let people snow you. Don't let situations snow you. You have a journey and a direction, and it's no one else's. It's yours alone. so that you know, other people may try to sway you because they think they know best for you. That's not the case. And please understand that you know, your heritage, your background, the people around you, they're all very important and very rich. But at the same time, you have a journey that is unique unto yourself, and don't let other people try to make it theirs. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you both so very much.
Thank you. Now you can go back to work.
God bless you.
Now I can go back to work. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Now, that said, tonight the readings are going to be slightly different. And if those in line don't want to, you know, hang out for the difference in the readings, that's okay. But tonight, James is an extraordinarily fabulous medium. And I have, you know, I'm a large, but you know, that doesn't denote ability. It just means that I'm larger than I should be. But we both have gifts, and we both have the ability to tap into spirit for you. In order for you to get the most out of James and I, we're going to read you. We're going to bring you on. We're going to talk to you for a minute. We're going to get your name, and James is going to do mediumship for you, and I'm going to do mediumship in a past life or whatever comes in. This is not a show for you to ask a question. This is for you to listen to what spirit has to say. James has been in the field a very long time. No, I can't say
And Barbara,
that
I got to say, when we've done this, because I've been with you on this show for a year and 3 months, whenever we've done a life show, it's been, you know, all the high masters, it's just a rollicking good time when we do a past life show. So we're throwing that into the mix a little bit then, correct?
Oh, absolutely. But so many times people call and they ask the same question of, you know, either over and over again, or they go to numerous different shows. The reality is, James, I have 50 years under my belt. James has a long time under his belt as well. We have a richness of spirit to share with you. And sometimes we get caught up in the mundane things in our lives, And you know, those overwhelm us, and we don't get the big picture. So tonight, we're going to give you the big picture. So, I mean, if you want to know about when you're going to sell your couch, or if you want to know when your boyfriend is going to call, that question will probably not be answered, but other important information is going to come through to you. So hang in there for us. We've never done it quite this way before, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and it means that you're going to get information that you might not have thought to ask, which is really cool. So
I have to add that it within the big picture, from the highest eternal guides and masters and Pleiadians and white light beings, the answers to the smaller earthly questions will appear and will be given. This is going along with what you have said, Barbara, that in your new class that you're starting, it's about interpreting the larger message. It's from the macrocosm into the microcosm is what we're doing, because the answers will be given, but the large questions we have are not, I mean, my teacher used to always get on me, because I've studied this for 25 years. She'd say, it's not about paying the bills or making money. It's like, what are you doing here, and why are you here? Why did you ask spirit and God and your soul to attract this to you this time? What is your purpose this time? And when we figure that out, paying the bills becomes so much easier, or attracting the love of our life becomes so much easier, because we know where we've come from and why we're here. So we're going to try and shed a little bit of light on that, right?
Yeah, and the whole philosophy is, James and I are going to be able to give you what we best do, as opposed to the mundane stuff. We're going to possibly give you the tools so that you can solve whatever your issues are. So it's a different way of dealing with James and I. It's letting us give you our best. So I'm going to pull Susan on the line. Hi, Susan. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Are you in a place where there's a lot of stuff going on?
He is right here. Say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Rita.
Okay, Rita, I don't know if you heard what we said, but we're not answering questions tonight. We are doing mediumship for you, and we are giving you information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so when I felt your energy, it feels like there's a lot of amazing energy around you. I feel that there's a feeling of almost static around you, as though you have a lot of things swarming all over you and almost sometimes overwhelming you. I'm feeling that you are at a time and a place here where you are shifting your focus in lots of different directions, and there's a feeling that spirit is sort of trying to move you in a direction, and part of you doesn't really want to go where spirit wants you to go. So there's a sort of a seesaw effect going on here. There's the element here of you dragging things in one direction, spirit trying to get you to go another direction. Sooner or later, you will go with the flow, and things will even out for you. There'll be a calmer energy around you. Right at the moment, though, there's a lot of change. Spirit wants you to understand that you're being put through some situations that are difficult for you to handle. It feels like personality stuff is coming up. It feels as though you have a sense of almost not trusting anyone because you just don't know who you can trust, so that you are backing off and sort of retreating from many situations, from many groups of people. Now that's appropriate because it's appropriate because things are changing in your life, and you have to possibly almost go into the closet and let the dust settle before you kind of reemerge with a greater sense of self-power, self-worth, and self-direction. There's a lot of energy here, and it feels as though you are coming into your own in past lifetimes at this particular age. You passed away at this particular age, so that you may find yourself being upset about physical stuff at this point in time. I'm seeing you living a very long, healthy life here, so that any worries that you have should absolutely be checked out. But the reality is you're just sort of momentarily reliving some situations from the past. And I'm feeling your neck and your lower back having issues, as though there's pain in those areas at this point in time. That will pass. But it has to do, some of it has to do with the fact that you have been resisting things in your life so much so that you don't relax at night, that you just you tighten up as though you feel you have to fight. And that's not the case. The relaxation should come. Some minor exercise might be a good idea, some yoga or something like that, to sort of ease you into moving in to the new directions and the new aspects that spirit wants you to go in. James, what are you getting?
Rita, could you say your name one more time, please?
Yeah, my name is Rita.
Everything Barbara said is very accurate. The new confidence and the new self-assertion is there in you. And if you act on your gut and you act on what you feel in your solar plexus, and the bottom of your heart is very open, and if you open even the top of your heart, you're going to have a very wonderful journey. Now, there have been, in past lives and this life, a lot of influences put in your head. Your head, your mind, and the way you think, and it's not you, it's what's been put in you. There's a lot of strictures, there's a lot of mazes, there's a lot of circumspect, serpentine journeys in thoughts and in beliefs, in thought. And the big, what Barbara is saying as well is that energy follows thought. And the more you can breathe out most of the thinking and beliefs of the past, you're going to be so much better. Because in your emotions and in your intuition and in your generosity and in your abilities to assert yourself, there are golden opportunities coming at you and coming out of you. But it's get out of your own way. Please get out of your head. Please get out of your head. And trust to God and angels and prophets and saints. And because you are around, you have been around, and I don't know if I'm seeing past lives or this life, but you're around a lot of people that are egotistical, that have put a lot of rules against you, that have put a lot of influences against you about should not do, you should do this, you should do that. And all that does is create confusion. Your inner part of your soul is of God. And you can be a really straight arrow in getting done what you want to do. The other thing is to take all of this intuition that is new and that's going to be burgeoning, besides breathing out your mind, and yoga, meditation is wonderful with that, and calling on Lord Krishna, calling on Archangel Michael, calling especially upon Archangel Raphael, just to breathe out the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth eyes and clear the mind. You'd be surprised what will come in from the solar plexus and the heart. You do have a past life in vaudeville and burlesque as an entertainer, and you have you're the person that would carry the cards, carry the signs, close the curtains, and be sassy and funny and bright. And you did this for about 30 years, and then you would end up dancing, and then you would end up singing, and loved that. You were around some people in that life that used you. And unfortunately, you became sort of owned by them. So, in other words, it is your spunkiness, your sprightliness, your ability to be surprising and be unexpectedly generous. These are going to take you over in the coming months, and you're going to be doing some great things. Get out of your own way and stop judging.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Rita. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. Nobody's hung up. As a matter of fact, more people have called. Okay. I figured we might scare some people off with this. Guess not. Okay. We've got Samantha here. Hi, Samantha. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing well. New protocol here. So James and I are going to give you what the angels and what our angels and guides with intuition. It's going to be you're going to get a reading, but we're not answering questions. We're giving you what we are being given to give to you. Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. The first thing that I get is that there are I see you juggling. I see you juggling in lots of aspects of your life. It feels as though you're trying to keep everything in the air, and it's just exhausting you. And the good thing is you're a good juggler. The bad thing is that you really need to sort of lighten your load. And they're basically saying it's time for her to get rid of some of these things that she's trying to keep in the air, because the reality is on your spiritual journey, you don't need to please everyone. You need to do what's right for you. And it feels as though you're being held in place by your obligation to do what everybody expects of you and not to pursue what it is you need to do for yourself. You have an amazing journey, an amazing spirit inside of you. It's empathetic, it's compassionate, it's a very considerate, giving, loving, sharing energy. And what happens is that you have in many past lifetimes been a martyr, and for some reason you think you have to become one this lifetime. The martyr club is closed. They're not taking applications anymore. So you don't have to please everyone. You have to take care of yourself. And that doesn't mean you have to be selfish. It just means that you have to bring a better balance into your life. When I said past lifetimes, I really did seriously mean that you have been a juggler in past lives. I see you in Europe. I see you in China. I see you again in India. All three past lives, you juggled. You were an entertainer. You were someone you were a people person. You knew how to work with people and to help people heal with laughter. And while I don't really feel you should be juggling this lifetime, I do feel that that healing energy does apply to you this lifetime, that you want to help people, you want to heal people, you want to move people into, you want to help people become the people that they want to become. But that old adage of healer heal thyself, or, you know, healer heal thyself, applies to you as well, because until you've taken care of yourself, until you've helped yourself to heal and become the person that you know you're supposed to be, you can't help people to move forward. You can only help people. You can only put Band-Aids on people. You want to help them to facilitate the healing that they need to do for themselves so that they can move forward in their lives. You have amazing healing energy. It just oozes out of you, whether you use it hands-on, whether you do energy work, whether you do it with your artwork or your craft, whether you do it with words. But there is healing energy all around you. It is something that absolutely is your legacy that you have drawn through past lifetimes. There is an amazing direction and purpose for you this lifetime, and you have to start to refocus on yourself as opposed to focusing on the other people around you. In many ways, you've created those monsters. You've done stuff for them for a very, very long time, and they don't know how to stand on their own two feet anymore. So it's a matter of learning how to say no, pull your energy back, allow them to find their own shadows so that you can find yours. James, what are you getting?
Could you say your whole name one more time, please?
Okay, first and last?
Sure.
Samantha Sine.
Yeah, Barbara is always right on, but you've got this amazing healing ability. But you also your soul and your spirit, what the Pleiadians are showing is you're a very wafting, gracious, graceful personality, and let that out more. You've been around some hard-edged people, and you haven't been able to you still manage to integrate what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're saying, and what you're doing in a very beautiful, gracious, graceful way. But there's one of your powers is that you are diplomatic and you are accommodating and you can make people feel at home. And the healing energy will also manifest itself as that you have this ability to invite people to open themselves, to invite people to open up, to be comfortable. And very few people have this, because you are a type of empath, as Barbara is saying correctly, of course, that you have healing energy. You have all of this. And the more you focus on that and eliciting out of people their true selves, you yourself in work, in your social life, in your family life, are going to gain great riches by the devotion of people. And I feel you have some devoted people around you that really touch your heart, that are in physical bodies. These aren't guides. There's a man around you that really touches your heart that's very sweet and kind. I don't know who this is. But you have attracted the right people to you. And the more you push away the heavier energies and know that you are a healer and an empath, and one that is to make people's paths on earth lighter and easier and more comfortable, you're doing all the right things.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate it, and you guys really confirmed a lot that I was feeling and that I usually feel. I just thought, sometimes, am I just weird, or like I would feel things like Mm-hmm. I've had many instances where I've helped people on the street just randomly. Like if I'm, even if I'm in a rush, I'll stop and help.
It's your
and
gift.
To see
it's your gift. Yeah. It's your
to
gift.
To be walking around and it used to get me so angry, and I'm like, God, are these people blind or they're just like so evil? Why would you do that? And it used to really hurt me. And it still kind of does. Like, even if I don't know the person, if I see something wrong happening, like, I instantly have to stop. Like, okay, what happened? What's going on? And as everyone says, oh, it's not my problem. Like, what made you this angry? Like, this is a human being. It doesn't matter if I don't know them. They're not being treated correctly. And it's happened so much that I used to just, like,
you
not
are very
want to leave the
spiritually
house.
Chosen. You are very spiritually chosen to do that. You have a real pipeline to high white light wisdom. As Barbara and I both said, you're a real healer, and you have this ability, and God bless you. You're very chosen, and that's who you are. It's hard to realize that with some of the people you're around, but God bless you. You're chosen to do that.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And I will definitely
Bye-bye.
Try to work on it.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we had a little echo there. Okay, this is a cool lady. Maybe. Okay, here we go. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, girlfriend.
Okay, so this is new protocol for reading. Just started tonight. So we're going to give you what we get, and you can't ask when you're going to sell your car, and you can't ask when your boyfriend's going to call.
Okie dokie.
Okay, I'm seeing a lot of stars. There's a lot of, I keep seeing the constellations. I keep being drawn into space. And it does feel as though there is an aspect of extraterrestrial type of material, type of information here. It feels to me as though I know we all kind of come from the stars too, but you have a connection with the extraterrestrials that is really quite profound. So you're pulling information directly from the cosmic energy, more so than a lot of the kind of energy that is normal down here on planet Earth. So that you have a lot of new philosophies, new directions, new perceptions, new attitudes towards life and how you live it and people and how you deal with them. A lot of times it feels as though you really feel out of sync, out of touch with humanity because, frankly, humanity is crazy. So it's an amazing new quality that you've got. You have this new perception. It's almost like you are working with new paradigms, understanding that as the human element evolves, paradigms must evolve as well, and sometimes it makes you crazy. Sometimes it just blows your mind, and sometimes you just know that you have truths inside of you that aren't ready to come out, but are going to come out over the next few years. There's writing here. There's a lot of new direction here. I feel that you are going to be drawn into new aspects of your own new aspects of the humanity that's within you that will be blended with those energies that have been sort of locked away and kept in the closet for a while because it feels as though that it wasn't time. But I'm telling you, it's time. I'm telling you, the time is now. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to open the door and there's going to be thunderous whatever or claps of lightning or anything like that. But it's time to start moving forward. It's time to stop waiting for something to happen and move out to greet the new energies that are coming at you because they are profound. You're going to find that probably over the next couple of months, there's going to be a feeling of being drained, a feeling of being really, really weak, and that's because at night you are doing a tremendous amount of astral travel. There is a sense I keep seeing distant viewing, I keep seeing astral travel, but it's not on the earth plane, and that's going to be exhausting for you. So water is very, very important for you. You have also the element, there's a book or two here, Kathy, and I hope you're writing them, and I muted your microphone because there was noise, so I will let you talk in a minute. There is an aspect here of, I see Orion's Belt, I see beyond Orion's Belt, it feels as though the element of meditations is here, and I would strongly urge you to maybe work on recording some meditations to help not only yourself but other people find that inner peace and that inner joy, that inner sanctuary that we all have, but we somehow have lost the map to. There's also the element of helping first yourself and then other people, reaching into and touching the master teacher that is inside of you, because the wisdom that you are carrying inside of you is so much more profound than anybody could possibly give you or teach you. So it's trusting yourself to go within and finding that wisdom, finding that energy, finding that magic, and then sharing it in a way that is appropriate to society and the times. Okay. I'm going to open your microphone again. Any of that make sense?
You're amazing. Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, let me let James in here before you say anything more. Go ahead, James. James?
You're an amazingly warm and grounded earthy spirit. You've been in so many past lives on Earth, around so many campfires in Africa, and you have been a medicine woman. You brought people back from the dead. You have a natural gift for shamanism of the highest form of shamanism. I mean, you have a natural gift for, and there's a real understanding in you of nurturing people, earth, children, but there's a great talent in earthly communication about business, about taking care of people, about loving people, and gathering people up. You also have, along those lines and in those past lives in your soul, there's a great understanding of rhythm and music, and fellowship and family and togetherness and love. There's great abilities there. You have been killed several times by being this sort of leader in past lives. So what spirit really wants you to do is to open your heart and take the guard out of the heart. Bring it like 3 feet in front of you. Call on Archangel Michael and put your guard outside, because you have so much more to offer, and everything Barbara said is so true, because you're an ancient, ancient soul. And what I'm getting in your spirit and in your personality is the truth that you've been tortured in the past, and they've tried to take your faith away. They've tried to take your warmth away, and it still keeps going. And this is your life to be incredibly vital and vibrant. As a talker, as a speaker, as a maternal figure, as a business leader, as someone who warms people up and invites people in.
Aw, thank you guys. That was wonderful.
Well, thank
Spot
you.
Spot on. Spot on.
Well, you know,
you.
So often, you know, people have questions. And those questions, you know, are really only the top layer of what they need to hear. So this way, we get to give you what you really need to hear, which is so cool.
I love this better.
I think I do, too. Thanks
Thank
for calling,
you,
Kathy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barb. Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless.
I met her when I first started in Blog Talk Radio in 2009, and she has been she has her own radio show. Her own radio network is Kathy's Distant Echoes, and she has some wonderful shows there. I should add that to my pitch list at the beginning of the show, and I will just as soon as we're done. Okay, we've got Dionne here. Dionne, hi. This is Barb. Are you? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How do I say
Hi.
Your name?
Dionne.
Dionne. Okay. Dionne, I don't know if you heard, but we're going to give you what we get. So sit back and relax, okay?
Okay.
The feeling I see here when the first time I heard your voice, I got this I saw this aspect of huge gardens of flowers blooming all over the place, of you tending them. And you don't have to have a garden now, but I'll tell you, in past lifetimes, you certainly have. And there, you have an affinity and a relationship to nature that is just unbelievable. Now, you don't even have to have a green thumb now, but I'm telling you, you're bringing into this lifetime a connection and affinity with the Earth Mother. So that you yourself are, when the seasons happen, you feel them emotionally. You go through them personally. In the wintertime, you really are reflective. In the springtime, you are very creative and abundant. In the summertime, you take care of things. And in the fall, you sort of pack things up and make ready for the long, cold winter. And you know, of course, you live a regular life and everything, but you are one with the earth. So that there are times when you forget that you're connected. There are times that you forget that there is that relationship. And when you separate yourself from it, you become concerned and confused about why things aren't moving the way that you want them to. But this, the pattern that you have as a seasonal person means that the time to initiate a new project would be the springtime. And if you initiate it in the fall, you'll go through a downtime in the winter, and then things will really start to blossom and bloom for you. So that understand that connection to nature is profound. From past lifetimes, you have been someone who dealt with herbs, with natural healing, with things of nature. You have been a person that has been close to animals all over the place. You've always had animals in past life. Don't know if you have them now, but I do know you have an affinity for them, so that they are drawn to you. As a matter of fact, in some cases, I've seen you in past lives where the only company you had was with animals, because you didn't trust the humans that you were around as much as you trusted the animals that you tended and that gave you unconditional love. You are someone who has a profound, intense compassion and gift for the element of love. It feels as though in the past you have been knocked around a little bit emotionally when it comes to the aspect of love and or friendship, that sometimes people have disappointed you and they were not as committed to the relationship as you were. I feel that you're coming into a time where that is mellowing out. You have a discernment, you have an understanding of that, and there's a better balance with the ability to have relationships of all levels and all sorts. I see you expanding your relationships. I see you opening up yourself up far more than you have before. Your lower two chakra, your second and third chakra appear to be opening up a great deal and sort of letting other energy in, and you're relating and interacting with people to a far better and deeper degree than you ever have before. You have a gift for the element of philosophy and insight, and I don't think that many people, you hide that, though, and a lot of people don't give you credit for the extreme intelligence that you do carry around with you. There's great strength here. There's great power here. And there is a sense that you are more dedicated to reaching out and doing the things you have to do than to understand that you have to also celebrate the joy that you carry within. And there is great joy here. And as soon as there's a balance between the commitment to the service and the commitment to the joy within you, life is going to unfold unbelievably for you. I would say within the next 5 years, you're moving into a whole new phase of life that is going to be just, I mean, it's going to be, people are going to be jealous of you, but you've earned everything that's coming your way because you have really given greatly of yourself and you've done it unconditionally, reluctantly unconditionally, but you've done it unconditionally for decades here. So it's a very special time you're coming into. James, what are you getting?
Could you give me your name or say a sentence really quickly for me, please?
My name is Dionne. And I live in Illinois.
Okay, great. Thank you. You have this amazing way of going around the corner, of going around the emotional bend, of penetrating and going around the emotional block to get what you need to get done. The right side of your body is very open, spirit is telling me, which means you can accomplish decisions, management, survival, writing, journeying, travel, meetings, accomplishments, and you're going to find by the time September, October roll around that your whole thinking process is you have amazing intuition, as Barbara has just elucidated beautifully. You have amazing intuition, but you're going to find that your whole thinking process of that which is rational and that which is intuitive blends together in a whole different way for the decisions that you have to come up with about yourself and about other people. And trust all that. Trust all that. There are a lot of high philosophic energies, I think Barbara mentioned this, that are with you. That are with you, and I'm talking about Roman philosophers. I'm talking about Hindu deities, because you're at your best when you're making decisions and traveling forward intuitively, and it feels completely right. Now, there is some in you. It's not you, but there has been. Some paralyzed emotional circumstances that have happened, and you're good at going around the corner with those. And there have been draining emotional circumstances, and I don't know if this is past lives or this life. They've happened several times over, where you've been drained, where you've been emotionally paralyzed because you are so vibrant and so smart and so creative and electric. Because you can pick the indirect route and accomplish things. And you got to remember that. It's a big message from Spirit. You can pick the indirect route and accomplish things. Don't try to please people. Your heart and your soul really work with the highest of the high through angels and through God and through love. But the emotional paralysis, breathe it out and get rid of it. And part of it is past memories. Part of it is being drained and being pulled at by people and by circumstances. And the message I'm getting from the high guys is you've graduated, you've gone beyond it, let it go. You did always the right thing. So God bless you.
Okay. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That was just mind-blowing. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. We've got Corinne here. Corinne, you've heard the new protocol, right?
I don't know.
Okay, the new protocol is you can't ask a question. We're going to give you what we get.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, can I just, all right, I'll say something to James afterward. Okay.
Okay. What I'm getting here is the element of flight. I keep when I tuned initially to you, all I could feel was wings spreading. I see all sorts of wings. I see the great big white wings, and I see eagle wings, and I see itty bitty wings. And you're in flight, and it feels to me as though your spirit is ready to take flight. Your spirit not go away. Your spirit is ready to take flight. It feels like you've been preparing yourself for a very long time you've been preparing yourself. You know you've been preparing yourself. There's that element of preparation, of making ready, of learning, of stretching, of growing, of reaching, of doing what you feel is appropriate for this time frame, and then, you know, feeling, doing what you feel is spiritually appropriate and necessary for you to make the next step. Reality is you've already made the step. On a human level, we really can't perceive about what the spirit is expecting of us. We try, we think, but we never actually know. It feels as though you've made that next step, and you did so, I want to say, 7 weeks ago. And so what you've got going on here now is it's time to sort of let the rest of you catch up with what the spirit has in mind for you. I do feel that your spirit is taking you into new places and new dimensions. I feel that the element of dimensional travel is here, absolutely. I feel that everything that you've been working on towards at this point in time is shifting and changing greatly. And it's not that what you're doing is not important, because it absolutely is, but there is another level, another calling, another aspect of your spiritual journey that you are about to start working on, working upon, and moving into new. Again, the element of dimensions keeps coming up here. And the element of a philosopher is here, the element of gathering wisdom and then incorporating it and of placing it within your reality so other people can benefit from the wisdom that you have added to it. There is a tremendous amount of philosophical wisdom that is inside of you. I know you're the purple plate lady, but above and beyond that, there's an aspect here of taking your philosophy and allowing it to soar, and it feels as though the human aspect of you keeps holding it down and trying to make it mundane so that everybody will understand it. That's not appropriate. Let it rip, literally. I see you trying on different kinds of wings, different sets of wings, different sizes of wings, trying to figure out what is the most appropriate garb, so to speak, for you to use to transcend into these new levels. Reality is you don't need wings. But if you feel you need them, then, you know, have a different pair for every day of the week. It feels as though you need to allow yourself to become the person that the spirit inside of you needs you to become in order to ascend to the consciousness levels that you are about to step into. James, what are you getting?
Corinne, could you just speak a sentence to me just so I can get your vocal vibration a little bit?
Okay, my name is actually pronounced Corinne.
Corinne.
Okay.
Is it spelled C-O-R-E-E-N, or how is it spelled?
Yeah, C-O-R-R-I-N-E.
But it's Corinne. Okay, that's interesting.
Yep.
Okay. You got a lot of emotional depth and passion. You got a lot of passion and a lot of emotional wisdom. You know, it just all goes along with what Barbara said. I find that Barbara and I say the same things in different ways, but we are trained similarly, and Barbara is from another planet, definitely, but I do... We do pick up similar vibrations all the time, and I'm so thankful for that. But you've got, you have such an ability to love and cherish people and things and ideas and hold on to things in a good way, in a nurturing way, in a parental way, in a maternal way, in a way of a teacher, in a way of a healer, because I'm sitting here and my heart is just breaking open for you in a great way. You are shedding, I think, some old relationships. It looks like they were with men from the past that were really stick-like men that you were with, and this might be in a past life, I'm not sure. But you've got... it's like, go forward. I mean, I want to say, like, apply for new jobs, knock on new doors, volunteer, send out the resume, and don't be afraid to ask for more money. Ask for what makes you comfortable on Earth, because you deserve it. And don't get overly burdened with how things are going to happen, or that that you can't see right in front of you. Stay with your soul, stay with your instincts. you if you stay more present in your heart, in your solar plexus, in your tantian, you have some women from past lives that are healers. Some are Indian, some are African, and even some are related to Pleiadians. You have some female energies from past lives that will really lead you to fertile ground, that will really lead you to those new people before the end of this year, new people that will appreciate you for who you are, the really passionate, loving kind of wild and crazy spirit that you are, because when that side comes out, you're a dynamic leader, and you have been a dynamic leader in the past, and in the next 20 years, you're going to become different types of a dynamic leader, whether it's, I don't know, in church, in community, in groups of people, with groups of people in societies, I'm not sure, but that's going to come out. And don't think so much about how it's going to happen. When in doubt, pray, meditate, and pull the energy through you, because you've got a lot of spirit help. And you're very chosen, and you're very blessed. So God bless you.
Thank you. James, I want to say you were on Chris Curious Time show, and you gave me a reading before. I just asked for a vibrational reading from you. And
yes.
I was absolutely stunned that you got my whole personality in 10 minutes. And I just was, I mean, I play that for everybody. I just think you are just so wonderful. And I had my niece, Amber, come to you when you did something in Connecticut, when you did a show in Connecticut or something. And I gave her a gift to give to you. It was a Maryland.
Oh, that was from you. Oh, my God. Oh, that was a beautiful gift. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I said, I hope he likes Maryland, you know, but I didn't know.
Oh, it was beautiful. I didn't know, you know, I have to be honest with you. Being a past life medium, I don't hold on to names in this incarnation, and names in spirit, it's hard for me to get. So I remember it's sitting on my reading table, and it has such great vibration, and it's from you. Oh, God bless you. You're so sweet and wonderful. Thank you. I'm so honored. And that was in North Haven, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the day in North Haven. Barbara will remember this because Barbara, you were sick, and Amber had sent a gift. You'd sent a gift to Barbara, too, and it was given to, I think, Barbara Schofield to give to Barbara DeLong. Correct? Am I correct?
Yeah, I finally got it.
Yeah. but Corinne, you are just that's what the way you are. You know, you're a real leader. And you're a real passionate, loving spirit that's extraordinary. And the only reason I'm thankful for your validation to me, but my main thing is I have good guides and good masters and amazing connections with extraordinary masters, and I give all the credit to them. It's not me doing it. But I really thank you, and you're gonna have a really great next 6 months for you.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Corinne.
Yeah, thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you, and thank you, James.
Yeah, God thanks bless you. Now. You're amazing, and thank you for the wonderful gift.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
we've got... I like this way of doing it, James. I don't know about you, but I really am having a lot more fun this way.
Well, the best show, I got to say, the best show, the shows I've done, I love every show with you, don't get me wrong, but the thrilling shows have been the past live shows, I mean, for me, because I've had so many lifetimes, you know, in on this earth that it's so much fun to ask the guides and travel in there. So I like doing it this way, too. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We've got Angela here. Hi, Angela. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing really, really well. So, new protocol. We're going to give you what we get, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, Angela, I get the feeling. I keep seeing, it's really pretty. I keep seeing white curtains blowing in the wind. And I it's there's lots of sunlight and there are birds singing and I see lots and lots of these white curtains just billowing and the windows are ceiling to floor and I'm in a past life with you here. This is Paris. And it does feel as though you were of a noble family so that you had it was a kind of one it wasn't a castle but it was a really big house. And so these wonderful, you were walking, it's a very open, long corridor with these white tall windows with these white curtains billowing. And it feels as though you're walking down it as though you are saying goodbye. And in essence, you actually are because you were a young girl. This was your family home. You're walking down this corridor and along some of the walls are portraits of nobility and then sometimes kings and sometimes queens, but they're all family members and you're basically saying goodbye to them because your parents have married you off to someone that you don't know. This is Paris, but you're being sent, I feel, to the Netherlands. And there's a sadness about you that because you really don't know the person that you're being sent off to marry, but it's a political thing. And I want to take you back to about 1373, and this is a political marriage. The person you're going to marry, not only do you not know him, but he's older than you, and it's 16. You know, he's 30, and it's 16. That's ancient. Anyhow, what happens is that you are sent off. You do marry this man, and you meet him on your wedding day. And, you know, there's great fear and great trepidation because you really don't know what to expect. You were very fortunate. This turned out to be a love match. This turned out to be, spectacular. Though your parents didn't intend it, they married you to a very kind and generous and caring man who fell in love with you immediately. And so you have had in a past life the kind of love that everybody just dreams of and very few people ever experience. This relationship has been the foundation. It has been what you have always, in every life since then, you have tried to replicate, you have tried to find. Are you currently now married?
I've been with someone for 7 years.
Okay. I feel that you are... I feel you are looking for this person from the past life in every person you are ever in a relationship with, and I feel that you're going to start to see aspects of this kind of stability and this kind of strength and this kind of love over the next 5 to 10 years. I feel that there is a yearning and a seeking in your heart for this soulmate that you have been with once before. You had 8 or 10 children with him, and it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful relationship. You've been looking for this relationship all of your life and always wondered if you would ever find it. I do feel that you will find it, and it may well be the person you're with now, and you just haven't recognized it yet. I'm not really sure. I just know that you will find this soulmate. I do feel also that there is a sense of grace and elegance in you that you keep down, you hold back. That you are not allowing those people around you who know you well, you don't let them see that spectacular spirit that is inside of you that is looking to emerge and manifest within your life. Won't take you over, but it will bring you a greater sense of personal self-worth and balance within your life. You know you're here to serve. You know you're here to... There is a purpose for this lifetime above and beyond whatever you have achieved to this point in time. We are on the earth plane. It is a lifetime. We have to survive. We have to have jobs. We have to do things that we have to do in order to survive. But above and beyond that, you're reaching for something that is that at this moment in time does not feel as though you can even see it, but you know it's there, and you are going to move forward towards that goal. You are looking for a passion inside of yourself, and once you have found that passion, and I'm not talking a sexual passion, I'm talking a passion for a gift and a talent that you carry within, It's okay for you to have the other kind too, by the way. But what I'm feeling is you are searching for something in your heart and soul, and it's right there. It's in front of you, and you're not recognizing it. There are gifts and talents that have yet to manifest that you are going to find are going to be coming out of you within the next 5 to 7 years. And they're going to start within the next 2 or 3 months. So you don't have to wait for a long time. But there are new directions that are going to be calling to you. You're going to be finding yourself led in new directions, new aspects of life, new venues as far as the intellect goes, so that you can expand into a lot of that dignity, grace, and nobility that you bring into this lifetime, but are not quite letting out at this point in time. James, what are you getting?
Could you just say your name and you know, a short sentence just so I could go into your vocal vibration just a little bit, please?
Absolutely, yeah. My name is Angela. I am from Florida, and I have 2 children.
Okay, great. There's a lot of joy in you. You know, angels and guides want to congratulate you on being a good mother, and you've got Barbara's past life was phenomenal. I'm getting a past life where you were a bit of a dancer in the 30s, the 1930s, a bit of a marathon dancer and a bit of a tap dancer, and you love. In that life, you love to go out dancing. You are your strength is in being incredibly playful, and making up games, making up fantasies, making up songs, lyrics, poetry, games, fantasies, mysteries, stories. You have a real alacrity in. Just being silly and funny, and this is how you throw off worry and concern of other people. And God bless you. This is a great ability you have. You've had several past lives, several many, where you've had as many, they're showing me, they're not all yours, but you've been like the matriarch of like 32 children and then 200 grandchildren. I mean, you've got this ability to just nurture people, pick them up when they fall, and set them on their way. And the more playful you are in this life, and the more you indulge fantasy and bring it down into earthly reality, no matter who or what says, you are in an area in Florida. Your children are very sweet and very beautiful. You're in an area in Florida where there's some real confused, judgmental energies around. I'm not talking about in your house. I'm talking about. You know, in the edge of town and the other towns and places. And the more you tap dance through it and mm-hmm. you shake, waddle, rock and roll and shake it off and laugh it off and keep playful, there's going to be a real, toward the end of the year, like Barbara was saying, there's going to be real gifts are going to be given to you. And I don't know where, you know, it shows me that the heavens open and light shines upon you. And I don't know if this is new children, new friends, new opportunities. And the person you're with right now is your husband, yes?
Boyfriend for 7 years.
It's a boyfriend. Okay.
Father of my children.
Oh, that's sweet. He's a loving heart, you know. He's a loving heart, and he's a smart mind. He's not always the most grounded dude in the world, but he's a loving heart and a smart mind, and you're really the emotional and spiritual leader of the family. He's a good man, though. He's a loving heart and a good heart. And, hey, congratulations, but this is the end of the year is going to bring some new unity into your life. So keep being funny and playful and put it out there into the worlds of business and communication because I just feel you know, some lovely opportunities are going to happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
I relate to it, and I relate to it. I feel, like Barbara said, that I've always been searching for that ever since I can remember. As young as, like, 15, 16, I've always felt, and I've tried to search for that and find that. It felt like, you know, I've had that before, that I know what it's like, and I just couldn't find it. So I relate to that, and I believe that I spoke to you before, James, and you said I was a dancer before you died.
You are a but you just have a way of the problems of other people, the problems in your family. You have a way of shaking everything off, leveling everything out. You have a lot of natural wisdom, and it comes through humor, but it comes through movement, it comes through humor, and it comes through lightness of spirit. And very few people have that. You know, you're one in 500 with your power.
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Lots of love to you.
Thank you,
Angela, for calling. Bye-bye now. Okie doke. Moving on, we've got Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, James. Hi, Barbara. James says the most beautiful things, and so do you, Barbara.
Well, you know something? Letting us read this way, you know, lets us give you the good stuff. And sometimes, you know, the things that people, you know, call in to ask about, if they knew all the great stuff about them, those things wouldn't bother them so much. So here we go. So you have your energy is profound. There is a mellowness and a softness and a compassion to your energetic field that is really, you know, very profound. I feel, and I keep getting pulled into past lives. So I see you in, during one of the Crusades, I see you as someone who, I don't want to call you a camp follower, but you were, and you went off to the Crusades because that's where the men were going. And you were someone who would walk through a battlefield and tend to the hurt, and you would pull people, you know, who were still alive and had been passed over, and you know, you pulled them into safety so that they could heal. You have a healing nature about you. You have an amazing quality about you, and you know, you helped both friend and foe. You didn't, you know, you looked at them as human beings as opposed to that's the enemy or that's our side. You were chastised a number of times for that. Actually, a couple of times you actually took people's uniforms off of them and put another uniform on them so that they could be treated and they could be helped and they could be healed. And quite frequently you said, don't talk, don't say anything, because then they'll know you don't belong here. If I go back another couple of hundred years, I find you in a religious order of some sort. It's in the Himalayas, and you're female, and you're in a religious order of some sort. And basically, you have you were very soft spoken, and in this particular lifetime that I have, you were a male. And you were the one that the disputes of any kind were taken to, because you had a gentle spirit and a kind spirit, and you calmed people down so that they could see both sides. And you never made a judgment. You just kept quietly talking to people so that they could calm down, so that they would get so calm they would see each other's point of view and they solved the problems themselves. You bring that quality into this lifetime. You have a nurturing nature who can bring peace into almost any situation if you focus on it. And you see both sides of stories, of issues, of stories, of sometimes even political issues, which I find hard to believe. But you have that ability to see both sides and help each side see the other side, so that there is a sense of understanding and compassion and peace. Ultimately, I don't know where you're going to take this talent, but you bring it here into this lifetime. You are a peacekeeper, and being a peacekeeper means that you do bring calm energy and peaceful energy into any situation you're in. you don't try to mediate. You try to keep peace. And it sometimes is very tiring for you, but the results are amazing. In that lifetime in the Himalayas, you were one of those that literally did not eat much, you know, a little bit of bread perhaps and some water, but you really didn't need a great deal of heavy sustenance in order to maintain the energy that you were vibrating on, because there was such a high energy level here that you didn't require the food. You just required the minimum for the body to continue to function, and that's all you needed. This lifetime, sometimes it feels almost as though you forget to eat. You forget to sort of fuel the body. You have internally in a spirit within you is of that high intensity, but sometimes you just kind of forget, and then when you remember, you overdo a little bit. So sometimes I would say that food and you it's either feast or famine, and it's not that you can't afford it. It's just I stress that it's very important for you to have a balance in how you are nurturing your body this lifetime. You can go to extremes, and that isn't good for your energy. More water is very important for you because you need that kind of a flush to keep the toxins out of your body and to keep yourself healthy. There is the element here of not feeling as though you fit in as much as you would like to in this reality, and the reality is you don't. You do sort of you're a half step ahead of almost everybody, and sometimes you march to your own drum, and other people don't hear the drum beat, so they think that you are out of control or out of your mind. And I you're not crazy, but it feels as though you are someone who is isolate because people just don't understand the compassion and the love and the element of unconditional love that you are able to give and share. And it feels as though you keep yourself slightly isolate so that you don't overwhelm other people. But where you touch, where you speak, where you are, always is a better place because of your presence. You have given information, insight, and love to so many people and have changed and touched their lives greatly. And you're going to continue to. It's going to be very, very profound as you get older. And it feels as though there is an element of really... God, you know, you're not Mother Teresa, but I keep seeing her. So that there is that sense of being someone who is here to serve and love and share and not expect or even want something in return. So you have a quality of a saint or of a prophet. And it is profound and it is exciting. And you are a gift to anybody that you touch or anyone whose presence you're in. And sometimes you don't recognize it, but it is always, always there. James, what are you getting?
I just need your voice. If you can say your name and just tell me a sentence really quick, please.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. Hi, James.
You're welcome.
I'm Cheryl.
Yes, everything that Barbara says is true, and I think the thing, of course, is true, but I want to... What my guys want to tell you is as you get caught up in Earth energies, you got some people talking to you on Earth, directing you certain ways or certain places or just reporting certain aspects of Earth to you, whether it's business or money or transportation. The sign in your soul, in your emotional makeup, in your spiritual makeup that lets you know that you are this very healing, generous, intuitive being that Barbara described is that you're very emotional. You're very emotional. You can cry at the drop of a hat. You can really be empathic, and you give and give and give, and you don't expect anything back. You are have a great firmness of faith and commitment and belief in when you give something, when you nurture something, when you uphold something, that your faith is extraordinary because it comes out of your heart and it also comes out of your tantien and your lower chakras and your solar plexus, and you just place and give and trust. You have this faith and trust that it will happen or it will take effect or the good of what you have done will eventually be seen. And that's quite extraordinary. And that's that saintly quality that Barbara was talking about in you. So it's your emotionality. Just realize that this is the healing aspects of your soul and the intuitive nurturing aspects of your soul and the natural generosity of your soul. You do have a past life that I'm seeing that is in ancient India. You do channel Lord Krishna, who is extraordinary white light of healing, peace, balance, and harmony. And you had you had this ability, and I think this is why when you go to a funerals or wakes or when friends and people have passed, you feel very emotionally, spiritually at home in the funeral home. It's because you have a life as a bit of an Indian priestess in ancient India with the burning ghars and ghats, with the cremation, with the pillars of fire, the funeral pyre of fire. But the whole point that Spirit is telling me to tell you is you can see and know spirits leaving the body, and your presence there of your generosity and unconditional love guarantees their white light stairway to higher things, to get out of the clutter and the ridiculousness of the earth zone. You've got that magnetic ability. Trust your third eye, speak your truth more, and open your brain more, read more, because you have this all these great saintly abilities, but they're telling me to tell you, read more. As Barbara said, there's a great similarity to you, saintliness of Mother Teresa. Read more. Read the lives of the saints, because a real saint is somebody that goes against the Catholic Church and that really channels angels and that really has high spiritual abilities. And you're one of those people. You can see things is what I'm getting. You can see things, and your generosity is extraordinary. So God bless you, Angela. You're just you're really
Cheryl, a
rock to so many people.
This is Cheryl.
I'm sorry, Cheryl. I'm sorry. I'm just going into your vibration. I'm not good with names. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That was absolutely beautiful.
I apologize.
Beautiful. No, no, that could also be Angel with an A.
Absolutely.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
calling.
Much. I
Thank
am so amazed.
Bye-bye,
Thank Dale. You so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Karen here. Hi, Karen. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. I'm taking you off speaker. I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, we're doing fine.
Term.
Thank you. So we're giving you what we get. So just sit back and let us share with you what Spirit gives us. I'm feeling travel. I'm feeling your feet itching. I'm feeling the need for travel. I'm feeling the need for movement here. And Spirit is telling me that you've been held in place, that you've been more or less restricted for a while, and that what's coming here is over the next little while you're going to have the freedom that you're looking for. Make sure you take advantage of it. Make sure that you allow yourself the luxury of moving forward, of expanding yourself, of expanding your environment. And it feels here as though there has been a time here of really restraint. And I feel you breaking the bonds, breaking the whatever has been holding you back, and not doing anything against the law, of course, but allowing yourself to sort of move forward and reach out for and to work towards the things that you absolutely have dreamed of. And that's what it is. Spirit is saying, you have put your dreams aside. Please follow your dreams. Please don't put anything away. Don't quit on yourself. You have been hoping for and asking for certain things and certain elements in your life. Do not stop hoping, because the minute you stop hoping, the universe doesn't have to deliver. So don't give up on yourself. I'm going to beat you up on this. Don't give up on yourself. Continue dreaming, continue hoping, continue asking, continue doing vision boards, continue stretching yourself, because nothing is impossible. And what I'm finding here is that in past lifetimes you have been someone that had hope when everybody else lost it, and had faith when everybody else lost it. And you were the one that carried the torch, that kept the light going. You were the one that brought the light into the darkness. And in this lifetime, I think you need to be reminded of that, because there is always hope. There is always excitement. There is always there is always peace, love, and harmony if you keep searching for it, reaching for it, knowing that it is within yourself, and that once you have it within yourself, you can manifest it within your reality. I've seen past lives here where you really were the only one that kept the light lit. And I don't want to call you a torchbearer or a light worker or anything like that. I just want to say that you have brought the light into the darkness in many past lifetimes, and that you are doing that this lifetime. And you have been struggling. And you know, sometimes you think you are going in the wrong direction. You're not. You're going in the right direction. Just because nobody agrees with you doesn't mean it isn't right. It just means you have the perception and the sight and the commitment to move in the directions that you need to move in. There is stretching your intellect. There's stretching your spirit. There is letting the spirit within you grow and expand. And I do feel that there are many talents here that you haven't used. You feel you need training. You do not need training. You just need to allow spirit to work through you. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. You hear voices. You see spirit. You are very, very attuned to the etheric realm. And it feels as though sometimes you just wonder if maybe that's where you belong. And it's true, you actually do, but you're also in the physical reality, and you're here in order to bring the etheric realm more into the physical reality, so people understand how the ether works, how we can manifest things from nothing, how positive affirmations work, and how they can make changes in people's life that is beyond belief. James, what are you getting?
I'm sorry. I need your name. I need to hear you a little bit, please.
I'm Karen, and I'm really excited to hear both of you give me advice through spirit, from spirit.
Okay. You have several past lives where you've been very prayerful. You've been in a cloister. You've been with the oil lamp. You've been with the illuminated manuscripts. You've been with the shrines and praying to the saints. And your devotion, because your heart chakra is so open and strong and present, and your devotion has paid off. I mean, you have a past life as a Mother Superior. You have a past life as a nun. There have been some past lives where you've been very emotional and worried, but your faith and your ability to touch the higher levels has always come through. And I know this is very similar to what Barbara has said. You also have a life that will help you in the difficulties you've had in this life. With all of this sanctity and sweetness and goodness of angels and God and interplanetary beings and unconditional love, you have a life in Renaissance Spain in the incredibly domineering Catholic Church of the Inquisition, whereby you were forced to be married to an alcoholic nobleman. And you were a type of duenna, you know, you were a type of Castilian from an aristocratic family. I'm going to say we're in Philip II's time, so I'm gonna put you in about 1585, 1600, and this is one of the golden ages of Spain. But the church and behavior are so constricted that there's a lot of hypocrisy around you, and you see it. And the only reason this life comes in, Spirit tells me, is that you're the real thing. You have the real connection to the Blessed Mother, to the Eternal Feminine, to the female energies, to the white light, to Raphael, the Angel of Healing, Gabriel, the Angel of Communication. You have the unconditional love of Christ within you, but you had a life where everyone pretended to be that way, but in truth, they were alcoholics and murderers and hypocrites. You've seen that in this life, and it's blown your brains out in your private thinking, is what Spirit is telling me. The hypocrisy and the duplicitousness. This is your life to completely march ahead. And what they show me is you're leaving a lot of some of it is acquaintances, some of it is previous responsibilities, because you've always worked so hard and been so dedicated and been so sweetly, generously loyal and true and kind and devoted. It's about realizing you've done all that and leaving it behind, because you have never done anything wrong. You've been challenged with a lot of twisted people around you, as you were in this Spanish life. So it's about marching ahead. And I see between now and a year from now, 3 to 5 doors opening for you. One is travel. One is a different position. One is new people to meet. And each one of them is going to give you greater joy, quite simply. Trust your heart. You're a very sacred being. And as Barbara says, you're the one that brings light in the darkness. And one of those times was in the Spanish Inquisition. So it's just important in a message about this life on Earth that, you know, nothing on Earth, I mean, I know this is general, but nothing is the way it seems. Earth is an illusion. People say they're holy and kind and loving and wonderful. It is not the way it seems. And you know that. And you've been next to it. And you're the real thing. So congratulations, and keep marching ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for that format today, too. I never can ask the right questions. You guys are amazing.
Well,
I need the advice.
Again. Take care now. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
James, thank you so much. This has been such fun.
Yes.
Again. And I will look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully, and working with you again next month.
Hopefully, yes. I just want to say, for those of you in Connecticut, I'm at the Westport Inn with 3 other mediums this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. If anyone's free and around Westport, Connecticut, stop into the Westport Inn. Myself and 3 other mediums will be reading. It's not like Barbara and I doing a spirit circle, but there's still some really wonderful mediums out there, and I just wanted to pass that along.
Okay. Take care, James. Bye-bye now.
God bless you. I love you, Barbara. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for having me on. Thank you all.
Okie doke. Love you, too. Bye-bye. And thank you, everybody. Chris's show starts or will be starting shortly, so if you have nothing better to do, or even if you do, don't do it and go to Chris's show. She's right after me, and a joy as well. Take care, and I will talk to you. I'll be back on, well, Chris's show on Sunday, and then Mary Monday with Mary Peeler on Monday. So keep in touch. Bye-bye.